And so when Bob say that verse 20, John the Divine foretold the appearance of Ion.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And actually, in larger dynamic, the essence of us, which is non-physical, which is already in you, and bringing you into the light in the first book to let you know that you have access to this power. And once you have access to this power, then you know. It's kind of like having a girlfriend with benefits. Y'all can suck on each other. Or no, wait a minute, sorry, sup on each other. That's how it goes. And that interaction is delicious. It's delicious. And it really opens up the dynamic of a lover who loves. Now, there's much reference made to force fields and those companion components that come into play here, but they don't cram it down your throat that some of it you will achieve and come into that place once you get it layer by layer, line upon line, precept upon precept. But now, Ed, granted, some people get this like a bolt of lightning. There are those that have interaction with us, and they get it, and 15 or 20 minutes later, they're seizing and numb and falling out and all this kind of stuff and got nothing else to say. They got it just because it's such an euphoric, blissful experience that it's like shocking for them, literally, like your toe in the light socket, shocking. But there are others who get it little by little by little by little by little, and that's okay. Not a problem. Either way, some by fire. And some is like on the Emmaus Road where it's a long, slow stroll, walking with the Savior, figuring it out. But some get it like Paul on the Damascus Road and get blinded by the light. Blinded by the light. Oh, wait, that's another song, isn't it? But same meaning.
So the Emerald Tablet, the baton was passed on through the Bible and the other great religions of that period. And then it was passed on to the Illuminati, which I was part of, and just before the printing press, they passed on the idea of Ion. And then it got passed up through Nostradamus. Who's in between Nostradamus and me?
That would be Edgar Cayce. That would be Gene Dixon. We like Gene Dixon.
They were ascended people.
Ascending.
Yes. Even though you don't know what Cayce was channeling or
we that. Do, but he didn't.
Did Gene Dixon know?
Yes, she did. She called it her inner source of knowing.
What was she referring to?
Her non-physical, her power.
Was there anybody else besides Cayce and Gene Dixon since Nostradamus?
Oh, no, yeah, we'd say most of the modern major and minor prophets of your Old Testament will be.
Yeah, back then, they,
no,
now.
That ain't
they,
then ain't come yet.
You're saying that this is the prediction of Nostradamus, the pharaohs, King Henry VIII, Hitler, all these people.
Well, I don't know about all that, but certainly Saint Germain.
Who was emperor or king when he was born in the physical?
Who?
Saint Germain.
From his country, that would have been Charlemagne.
You know, Charlemagne is 800 A.D., but our calendar's all off, so we don't really know when that was. But we can say that Saint Germain...
You can line it up. You can line it up from the right realms. You see, you can line up.
No, we just line up what Saint Germain as a young man experienced. You know, that was
okay.
His experience.
Yeah,
Charlemagne.
That's right.
Charlemagne ascending, take his own power guy?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Not at all.
Was Hitler a lost guy, or did
no,
he take a...
He recognized and engaged his non-physical.
And anybody who would be outraged at that statement, that's their problem.
No, it's their creation.
If they're outraged by the idea Hitler was taking his own power.
Then they are responsible for what he wrought as manifestation on this earth.
If they can't accept that he took his own power.
If you say you had nothing to do with the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, then you may as well have pulled the trigger yourself. But if you can come into your place of power and say, hell yes, I done it, then guess what? Softens it all up. Then it doesn't have to be a deal breaker.
You didn't participate in it.
Exactly. Because in that place then, see, apartheid. See, the South Africans would get all ripped up about, you know, the Cougarans and the blah, 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 blah. Them fighting words more so than your North and South and you in the States. But the point of that is just that. If you could take full compulsion, well, that's what Mandela did. And he ended up in jail over it and ended up running the country because of it.
What did he do to end up in jail? He resisted?
No, he took his power. He said, I've done it. They put him in jail. Long time.
Did he have any sex in jail?
Sure. They had conjugal visits. He's a marvelous creator. He didn't have a problem with it.
Did he have sex with the fellow males in there?
Well, that was up to him if it was the fastest.
You don't like to say whether he did or not. You go into that's up to him. You did say,
well,
you'd say he had conjugal visits.
None of your business.
Yeah, see, at that point, you don't like the salaciousness of it. You start judging
it. It's none of your business.
Well, why is it? How come it's okay to hear about the conjugal visits?
Well, because you asked. Is
that none of my business, too?
Well, we answered the question, but we didn't say what kind of orgasms they have and where were they placed, because that didn't make any difference, you see. Your place of asking waned into the, I don't really care, I'm just filling up time. And we're like, no. Mm-mm.
Okay, you can say the conjugal visit, but you're not going to imply about any homosexual activity.
Well, yeah, because who cares? He had coitus. It's coitus. Makes no difference to us.
So if I'm asking from the position of caring about whether it was homosexual or not, I will not give an answer.
No. If you're asking because you really are interested in why or the dynamics or we're going somewhere with it, we'd answer it spot on, no problem. But just poking and poking and poking just to be filling time, you may get anything. It was with a big old burly dog, Bob.
So
reality. He had sex with dogs and cats, was laying together and it's heaven, and it was a sight to behold. Yeah. And they had golden showers with a golden retriever.
Now, is this going anywhere?
Well, exactly. That's exactly right.
You're allowed to go nowhere, and I can't go nowhere.
Well, you say we can't ever get anywhere anyway, so what did you expect?
Well, that's true. I work from the ascending position that, you know, I'm not getting fooled by anything you're telling me. Because I've taken my power.
Yes, right. You can't get nowhere. And it's,
can't get what you're saying because it had nothing to do with me.
Exactly. It's just, this is my rabbit hole, and I'll run down as deep as I want to, right? That's it. And whatever you do, Bob, don't you throw us non-physical in that briar patch. Whatever you do, don't throw us in that briar patch. So if you're going into the next section, now you're going to go into the throne of God, which is a full different reference and conversation, of course.
Well, Ed, are we going to continue going through the whole Bible or just give a taste? We've given a taste of how you can look at it. Ion did say, well, wait till we get to the good part. Well,
yeah.
Why don't you just go a bit about, let's just jump ahead and give us an outline. Without going to, we've shown the depth of the
Well, that's
let's
not how it works. You know, would you go to a movie and say, you know what, I'm good with this first 10 minutes. I don't need to sit here for the rest of the 24. Would you say in the first chapter, you know what, why don't we just skip down to chapter 8?
Yeah, let's get
you
to the point
me,
here.
Allison Taylor says, Jack, you got 5 minutes to get out of the country, and we know where you are, and I'm turning myself in, and thanks for the fish. That's it.
Let's just scan through this movie and get the quick highlights.
Okay, here we go. You'll go into the throne of God, and the next round you'll go into the sealed books. And then after that you'll go to the prophecies of tribulation, and then you'll break it down into the seals. You'll have the seven seals of judgments, which are the layers of heaven. You'll have the first through the sixth seal. Then you'll go into the 144,000. Then you'll go into the multitude of the Gentiles, which you'll pick up in, oh, I guess about chapter 7. Then you'll find the grand seventh seal, the level. Then you go back to the trumpets of judgment. You'll go through the six trumpets. Those are the degrees of separations that they'll blow. Then you'll get to the little book. Then you'll get down to the two witnesses. That's your duality. And then you'll have in the seventh marvelous trumpet of God. And then once that trumpet blows, then you'll have the prophecies that will be explained. That'll pick up about verse 12. Then you'll go into the woman. Then you'll go into the war in heaven. Then you'll go into the war on earth. Then you'll go to the beast out of the sea. You'll go into the beast out of the earth. And then you'll come back and reference that prophecy to the 144,000. Then you're going to have the three angels and the three announcements. And then you'll come into the harvest time called the harvest judgment. And then you'll move into the vials, the seven vials of judgment. You'll have a preparation for the vial. You'll have the first seven vials that are laid out. This has to do with the seals, which goes back to your beginning place. And that'll get you through about chapter 16 or so, 16, 17. Then you're going to go the overthrow of the great harlot, which comes all the way back to Jezebel and that reference and inference there from Gomer and Hosea. Then you'll go into the great harlot described. The great harlot is destroyed. Then you're going to come into the overthrow of Babylon, the great overthrow of Babylon. Then you'll have Babylon is destroyed. That's the old archetype, the old android meme. When Bob's bastard babies will finally be done away with eternally, forever. Oh, won't it be wonderful then? We won't have a propensity to sin. Then the earth will bewail Babylon's destruction. All of them will sit and cry and wane. Oh, we missed Bob's bastard babies. Oh, if we could just bring the babies back, that'd be amazing. Then heaven's going to rejoice at Bob's bastard babies, Babylon's destruction. Oh, and the angels are going to sing. Ding dong, the bastard's dead. Bob's bastard's from the west. Ding dong, the bastards are dead. And then you'll get, that'll get you through 18. Then you'll move on into the prophecies of the second coming. And that's from the first coming. That's counting that God was here, so now God's got to come back again from this. So then you'll have the marriage supper of the Lamb. That'll get you into 19. Then you'll have the second coming of Christ from the beginning in 19. Then you'll have the prophecies of the millennium. Oh, it's the reference back of time. Then Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. Then the saints will reign for 1,000 years. Is that the New Orleans Saints? Maybe, maybe not. Time will tell. Then Satan is loosed and leads the rebellion against the New Orleans Saints. Oh, wait, that's kind of going on since Katrina. Oh, wait a minute, sorry. Then Satan will be tormented forever. That power that separated the lukewarm will be vomit. That's who you'll be vomiting on, is that place. Then you'll move into the great white throne of judgment, and that'll get you all the way up through probably about verse or chapter 20. Then you're going to have the prophecies of the eternal state, where a new heaven and a new earth is created. And then the new Jerusalem will descend. That's where the heavens on earth as it is in heaven, as we've heard before. Then you'll have a complete full description of the new Jerusalem described. And then you'll come into the conclusion, and that's pretty much it. Okay, we can go to the beach now.
In the exegesis of all that, we went through the details, we wouldn't find one thought in the Bible that wasn't expressed by Ion in all the 2,600 hours we've done over the past year. You've repeated the themes that we would find in there. You have said them.
Yeah, but you can get them then, so it's fun to have the chance to get them now. And sometimes, just by laying it out in a different light, you'll have different folks that have a different intriguing interest where you, this isn't your thing specifically. It's intriguing because you're playing with it to the point and going, wow, well, this is interesting. They got it that way and how, you see, to link it up. And if we are non-physical, and if this is coming, and if there's a veil, and if you can be God, and if you can have your place of power, and if he wasn't smoking Lebanese hash, Johnny, in the Isle of Patmos, and if this wasn't some underlying surreptitious thing trying to cram it down your throat hole, but if this is just the ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids trying to run you down the
rabbit hole,
Rayland rumor mills, that if this isn't some application of something else, that you might get something good out of it, well, that's all up to you, of course.
I find it more enjoyable in retrospect to have watched the 24 series, 192 episodes.
You couldn't get it all in the first two, three.
I got it on. I watched how much it repeated, just like the Bible repeating. But, you know, it's more interesting watching it that way than looking at the patina of the Bible. It seems to seem old and boring, the analyzing the Bible stuff. No, you know, I mean.
Wow.
I mean, it's the same message, but it's not Technicolor.
Well, oh man, we hope we...
Oh, my, what's wrong? What's wrong with you guys here? Oh, my
God. Much more.
No. I'm just thinking, I'm talking about why people, there are a lot of people who read the Bible, but there are a lot of people who don't want to go near it because it has a musty odor around it, so they'll get the message, well, from Lost.
Well, that's big, but now wait a second.
All of that's
though,
changed tonight.
That's
those
right.
Who wouldn't go, now it's going to be the best read book again on the top seller list of the New York Times.
And it would come back into a place to where it very clearly will start giving some answers that everyone who studied it that hadn't got any answers now can get answers, and they can start applying it to their place of power and get what Johnny was trying to convey. And not from some dogma of less than-ness, but how it's an individual place. He wasn't in no big church when he wrote this, Bob. He was all right by himself.
Oh, I know.
Cave hid. And just because he didn't necessarily get it doesn't mean that other individual humans can't. And by opening up this overlaying from the beginning place, because if you get this, you can get these different dynamics, it becomes a very euphoric way to vindicate and validate your place of knowing. And then you can know that you know.
Right, so let's maybe wrap up by you going into the chapter 23 that got left out.
Okay. Well,
I thought we just wrapped it up.
Chapter 23. Allison Taylor turns herself in and tells Jack Bauer that he's got 5 minutes to get out of the country. Okay, that's chapter 23.
Now, remember when you hadn't seen the final versions of 24, you would absolutely scream at Ion if he tried to tell you what was coming before. And yet, for our listeners tonight, you want them to hear the final version before we get there.
Yeah, well, I have heard, I've had many hours about this with Ion, so I've heard all this stuff.
Bob,
I'm just finding it interesting looking at the effects of it, that saying, well, this is, why is it more interesting to watch a TV show than go with this? And then I'm looking at how people don't read the Bible, you know, that they're engaged in new media, and that's more fascinating to them. There's only one or two messages to get, so
let's be
pick your medium.
You do not find this conversation interesting about the Bible.
Oh, no, I find it interesting. Of course I find it interesting. I helped make this possible. Yeah, I find it interesting, but I'm also living in all time, so I'm speculating on the other phases that as I respond to this. Yeah, you know,
okay.
I'm just... There's like four Bobs in this room, Ed. There's four guys sitting here.
There's
different Bobs talking.
We can convince the Bobs that maybe we finish Revelation, and we don't have to finish it tonight, but we finish Revelation, and then we'll see what the repose is. And if the repose, if nobody can stand it, then go from there. And then if two or three actually can stomach it, then it might be something that you'd want to play with.
Hey, I just got an idea. This is all a teaser, a lost leader. You want more? $100. $100 an hour. Why don't we charge for this stuff?
Well, yeah.
Then we'll find out whether people... You what? There'll be two people who buy it. Then nobody will. They'll want to get it for free, but not if it's not free. So we're charging for the rest. Ed, we're giving you a teaser. Now the rest is going to cost money, and I'll check with Carolyn. She'll fucking back me up on that one.
Okay. Because
this is very important, Ed. It's very important what we just did.
It is. And it's good, and they can get a good taste of it through the first section of the beginning of it. And it's exactly appropriate, and make it put that out and have everybody. And if you're interested in more, then contact Bob, and we'll continue right along and finish it. Or, hey, maybe it'd be better, Bob, if we made it into a movie, because people like that way to flow it. It'll be pretty voluminous casting, but we can get somebody in a cave and have them writing the story and telling the story and have good graphics. And, oh, maybe Mr. Cameron can do some pretty deep. No, Pixar. We'll get Pixar. They have the great big gobbly folks. And have them running around trying to figure out what the different churches and figuring the seals and the
that'd be great. I'm all for that.
Apocalypse. Then we can do it. And then if we do that, then we're going to tell you how it all ends. And then you go, don't be telling none of that. I ain't seen that part yet.
That's right.
Tell me that Chloe's not going to make it. I'm not going to have that. So.
Yeah, I want to ask Chloe O'Brien from Jack Bauerland. I want to thank Ed for helping us write our screen treatment, our proposal for Mr. Geffen and Spielberg and Cameron and the whole gang of them that are going to hear this and say, man, we want to make that movie.
That's it.
And Ed will be left dangling. Ed will be down in the bar. I started that. I initiated that topic. And look, what did I get? I got nothing. I got a reunion. The best I got is a bunch of early victims of ION reuniting in September 22nd, 2000. That's all I got out of this. Bob and I made millions.
Bob, Ed said it best in the beginning. I post. And that's appropriate because it's fun because it's providing content for the human creators who may not even know that they're interested in what you're presenting.
Yeah.
See, so it is very significant. We appreciate more than you know, Ed, how you have embraced this. And now watch as the human creators have constantly increased and are very intrigued with this ray of hope in an otherwise salacious, screwed up, best you're going to get is directly probed world that the humans are creating, that they can have a chance to have a place of joy. The message of hope in the place of power, not authority, but the place of power, is absolutely delicious. It's absolutely euphoric, refreshing. It's the humans can participate at a level and they can make it their very own. And if they can do that, that's what we came forth for in the first place. So it's a good day.
Well, there you have it, Ed. Congratulations for creating another tremendous million clicks desirous of this fact.
Oh, and we are jazzed. Ed, we are thrilled. This is way fun. Now, we love Miss Cannon. She's got the sweetest face. Oh, we just love Dolores Cannon. She's sweet as she can be. But, see, it's so much more fun dealing with something that can have some girth to it that you can apply if you're engaged to, you see. If you're engaged to it, then that's fine. Rather than having to undo things, this is trying to get it out right the first time. So it's good, Bob. Hey, Bob, if you behave yourself, maybe you can get on Project Camelot.
I've been snipping at them already. I just can't wait till Carrie shows up, man. She thinks we're X-raying her buddies, Bill Deagle Hoagland and Alan McCormick. Will I personally X-ray her and her colleague? Will she survive that laser beam?
Well, she may be so happy pleasing and lighting herself, she don't notice.
That's right, and me too.
So either way, it's all good, because it's all good. It's great, wonderful content, because look at your audience has been greatly increased just because of her work.
Yeah.
So, very delicious.
Yeah, Ed, he doesn't have to make any choices. He just takes the stuff as it comes out of Camelot and listens to it and sticks it up on his site.
And has a great following. Have you noticed your numbers bumping again, Ed?
Oh, yes. And not only are the numbers changing as far as the numbers of people coming to the site, but they're spending more time on the site.
Yeah, more timing.
They're giving more attention than before.
Yes, and they're going through, and you should be able to tell like which sites they're hitting or which places they're hitting and how long they stay, meaning on that arena. So you should know to gauge proportionally. But just hang on, because it's getting to be kind of great fun.
I'd like to thank you, Ed, for making it possible to crack another ancient mystery. As Ed said after the first broadcast, we're making history, Bob.
Indeed.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Ian. Thanks a lot, Ed.
Thank
Therefore,
you. Thanks a lot,
Carol. Eternally, completely, forever, deliciously, a great supporter of Flipper.